Ascend Towards the Unknown Region with Chris B., where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
I've been in love. Has treated me so cruel. My foolish heart is an ever open door. That's why I know this Cupid's fool. It seems a shame that it happened this way.
We began with the Hawaii Five-O theme by The Ventures, and that was Chain Reaction and Cupid's Fool on the Young Blood record label. Last week we played a fantastic proto-prog tune by Julian's Treatment, also on the Young Blood record label. Are you there, Les, at the other end of the string? Wow.
Yeah, Chain Reaction. It was fronted up by guy called Steve Taliaki, who changed his name to Tyler and then went on to form Aerosmith, but I'm not sure whether it's the same band.
It didn't sound a great deal like Steve and Tyler, did it?
No.
But, nevertheless,
we will have to get back to you on that one, listener.
Well, we will be playing the other side of that single, Working in the City, after we've listened to the Hot Rod All-Stars. In the current climate, we've got to be very careful when we meet up with the Hot Rod All-Stars because, I'm just going to check this, they are full of cold. This is called Skinhead Moon Dust.
Chim! Bless you. Skinhead, get together. Let me do the moon dust.
Get to the
it's a good job we listen to what we're actually playing here, otherwise we could have had a Tony Blackburn Duran Duran moment. It's listed as 11 by 11, but clearly they're singing 2 by 2. That's for Cow Sills on MGM Records. We began with Hot Rod All Stars and Skinhead Moondust with a sneeze and a bless you at the start of it.
The Cow Sills are still going, actually.
Yeah.
A family outfit from Newport.
Mm. The girl singer, she was very young. The first I was aware of them was The Rain, The Park and Other Things. And she looked like she was only about 8 or 9 years old in any videos that you seek out these days. But this is one of 38 singles that were released on the 3rd of April 1970. And if we sound a little bit untogether, more untogether than usual this week, we are social distancing ourselves. And it just goes to prove, doesn't it, that a room full of monkeys could eventually produce a radio show.
I know.
What else did we hear? Yes, Chain Reaction was in the middle with Working in the City on Young Blood Records. We might as well hear the A side of that. No, the B side of that Cow Sills single. It's called Start to Love. Yes, this was the year that I did. It was 1970. I'll say no more, Les.
When I walk by her window, does she know that I watch her? Has she heard that I want her? How do I start to love? Maybe if my friends knew her, someone could take me to her. Tell her for me she's pretty. How do I start to love? When I see her with all her friends in town,
slumped.
He raised his hand and said they'll need a place to stand, and created what we now call the land. He raised his hand and said they'll need a place to fly, and created what we now call the sky. And then he gave life to a man and the woman, and said the rest is in your hands. So many years have passed since these two people loved. 3 billion represents the children of their love. Too many tears have fallen from the eyes of the people for whom this son has died. Let's give up. As we grow stronger, more people hunger just for the right to be free. Let's give Adam and Eve another chance to bring their children back together. Let's give Adam and Eve another chance. Show us how to love one another.
Are you there, Gene in Cologne?
Yeah, I'm here.
Gary, yes, I can. That's Gary Puckett, Unigout. Let's give Adam and Eve another chance. That one was called, and I honestly, I do not remember that single from Gary Puckett. Do you, Les?
No.
On CBS Records, and prior to that, it was the Cow Sills and Start to Love. I think we're coming to the 50th anniversary, Les, of when I first came to your house, first came round to your garden and went into that infamous shed where you had that military grade, it wasn't a transceiver, just a receiver, was it?
Receiver, yeah.
Yeah. And you
spent many happy years listening to Radio Caroline and the rest of all that.
Yeah, and RNI was on the air at the time, Radio North Sea International. And I think, had they already started to jam the signal in April 1970? I guess it wasn't far off.
About 60, well, it came in after 67, 68, didn't it? And then RNI came out.
Yeah, and
69, 70.
Yeah, R&I was 1970, and they had that jamming signal, didn't they? I mean, they kept moving their frequency slightly, and in the end, they ended right next door to Radio One.
Yeah,
and the jamming signal, if you were near, it probably obliterated Radio One as well. Anyway, what I'm leading up to, Les, was one of the songs that reminds me of that particular year is called Back Home. Now, there was a very good version.
England football.
Yeah, there was a very good version released by the Golden Earring sometime in that spring or summer, but we've not got to that yet.
Word. But we were world champions then.
But this, yes, we were. We were when we went there. So this was a single released on the 3rd of April 1970.
get your hands off my knee, Bent.
Lee Lewis. The question mark is, who is or who was Smiley Lewis? Les, do we know anything about Smiley? And I Hear You Knocking, later that year or the following year, to be a big hit for Dave Edmunds.
Yeah, no, Smiley Lewis actually wrote it.
Ah, okay. The original then.
Yeah, it wasn't Dave Edmunds.
No.
I thought Fats Domino made it, though. I'm not sure. Probably wrong. But
It sounds like it was Fats Domino, doesn't it? But nevertheless, Smiley Lewis on Liberty Records. I
1955.
I was going to say, it didn't sound like a 1970 sound, did it? One of 38 singles released on the 3rd of April 1970, and prior to that it was the 1970 England football squad back home. Name them all, Les.
What? What then? Bobby Moore?
Yes.
The door.
I don't mean to put you on the spot, great mate. But there we were, only 4 years after winning the World Cup, full of high hopes. And yes, now we've got this week's prog rock prototype tune by a band called Rumpelstiltskin on the Bell record label. I used to have this album, but clearly I didn't think much of it at the time because I don't have it anymore. So I must have sold that one, but apparently it's mega rare now. I think Shel Talmy was involved in it. Les may well find some more information while we listen to this particular track from Rumpelstiltskin, and the track, if I can, is called Squadron Leader Johnson.
Squadron Leader Johnson, half forgotten what it
SLG. And I want to tell him, leave on Herman Goring's fist, try to keep out of his way.
You're listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
We'll be right back.
Cool and the Gang. Now, I would imagine that Cool and the Gang were more sort of late 70s into the 80s, but and it must have been their first single, because it's just called Cool and the Gang by Cool and the Gang. London Records, HLZ10308. And prior to that, Rumpelstiltskin and yeah, Squadron Barry. Leader Johnson. And you've done some investigation, Les. I will let you get a word in. It's just more difficult when we can see each other. Slightly delayed, I feel this is. Try again.
Right, can you hear? Right. Yeah, they're quite an illuminating band, including members Alan Parker, Herbie Flowers, Peter Green, and a sessions drummer who was originally with the Tornadoes, Johnny Kidd and the Pirate, and latterly played with T-Rex. So his name was Clem Catini.
Yeah, right. And that was the band Rumpelstiltskin. Yeah.
Johnny Rip, you don't want told me I'd done well. For I sent another servant boy to hell. But I can't help wondering about this loss of life. If that rebel soldier had arrived. Oh, mama, oh, mama, I'm so cold. And the good book doesn't help me like it told. Cause it don't tell me if I'm right or wrong. And when this war will end and just how long? Oh mama, oh mama, I'm so cold. And I feel like I am quickly growing old. So I hope that you were thinking of your son. Cause tomorrow morning I'll be 21.
Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
This is not Chris Bent.
With the days, every day I have to cry on A&M Records. That was Phil Flowers, In the middle, we heard The White Plains. It was the B-side of their single, Today I Killed a Man I Didn't Know, on DRAM Records. That was their prog rock imprint. And The White Plains definitely weren't prog rock at all. They certainly weren't anything like the Moody Blues, were they, Les?
Phil Flowers was often referred to as the Black Elvis. He had quite a successful career in the US.
Right. I can imagine that being played as a Northern Soul classic later on.
It came from Northern Carolina, and he was quite successful.
Right, yep.
And a live performer, he was very big in the US.
And we began with Hearts of Soul and Waterman on Columbia Records. And it turns out that you found that was a Euro.
No, the Netherlands, the Eurovision contest entry of that year, went on to become seventh. The Hearts of Soul were also Dusty Springfield's backing band.
As you may have noticed, if you're listening in stereo, Les is only on the left-hand channel. It's the best we could do this particular week in the circumstances. This is Jackson, and Something's Got a Hold of My Heart.
You looked like a diamond, and you played in the dust and the grime. Just just a boy from the country of Ireland, and I knew I could make you shine. Cause you move like a downtown dancer, with your hair hung down like a mane, and your feet playing tricks like a juggler, as you weave to the sound of your name. Georgie, Georgie, they call you the Belfast boy. Georgie, Georgie, they call you the Belfast boy. They say, Georgie, Georgie, keep your feet on the ground. Georgie, Georgie, when you listen to the sound. Georgie, Georgie, put a light on your name. You won't have long in the limelight, no, you won't have many days. When you live and you play for United, with your life and your blood and your soul, you run and you kick and you fight it, and you learn every way to the goal. Georgie, Georgie, they call you the Belfast boy. Georgie, Georgie, they call you the Belfast joy. They say, Georgie, Georgie, keep your feet on the ground. Georgie, Georgie, when you listen to the sound. Georgie, Georgie, put a light on your name. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Play the game. Play the game, boy. Play the game. Play the game. Yeah, play the game. Oh, play the game, man. Play the game. Yeah, play the game. Now play the game.
Play. Wow. I'm sure you'll be pleased to know, Les, we've just about finished the show.
Oh, good. Oh, Don Farden.
Yes, Don Farden and Belfast Boy.
And that's known for his song Indian Reservation.
Yes, yes, yes. In the past, he was on Pi Records. This particular one is another one of his Youngblood singles. That we played a Youngblood single earlier, and last week as well. Yes, let me see. Well, this is the end of the program. Many thanks for listening. So I'm sure the music has been good. We've not been on top form because we're not sitting opposite each other, but it can't get no worse, as they say.
And, well, as long as we're bringing some joy, happiness to our listeners out there.
Well, I hope the listeners bring
wherever
me.
Wherever you are, stay safe. Stay at home if you can.
We're going to leave you today with Errol English and Where You Lead Me on Torpedo Records. And you might just get to hear from our lawyers once again. This week they are called Ferrante and Teacher. And it'll be Theme from Z, or Theme from Z if you're American, on United Artists Records. So what do we say to the listener, Les?
Be seeing ya.
Nobody say I'm gonna love.